Brian Noonan in for Dean Richards on 720 WGN. Good morning. It is time for This Week in Theater. Always exciting to be here for this segment to talk about theater. I've been getting more, going to more and more shows, enjoying theater more and more over the years. And today I'm very excited to welcome in a man whose show is going to open on Tuesday at the Oriental Theater. Christopher Howard is a member of An American in Paris. He has a number of titles. He's the dance captain. He's a swing performer. He understudies a number of roles. And as I said, he's coming into town on Tuesday, but he joins me this morning. Christopher, thanks for taking some time. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's very exciting. The Oriental Theater. Have you been at the Oriental Theater before?
I have not. I've only played the Cadillac Palace so far, so this will be a new theater for me.
It is a beautiful, beautiful venue, and people are very excited for An American in Paris to come. A lot of people familiar with the film, but if they're not, Christopher, what's the story of An American in Paris?
The basic story of the show, it takes place just after the end of World War II, and for us it's a bit of a love story. There's this French ballerina, her name is Lise, and it's kind of this telltale love story of these three men who fall in love with her, and the story of which guy is going to get the girl. But also our version, as opposed to the movie of An American in Paris, which kind of put the Hollywood glitz and glam at the end of the war, we kind of take a step back and we tell the real story of the end of World War II and the story of Paris and the people of Paris and how they are coming out of the war and finding themselves again through love, through art, through friendships, and just being reborn not only as individual people but as a country.
And the music, well known, it's by George and Ira Gershwin. All the songs that people may be familiar with in the movie coming to the stage?
Yes, very many. And we have a few additional songs as well that are not in the movie. So still all Gershwin music, but a few songs that are not in the movie that people will definitely recognize.
Now, this opened in Broadway in 2015. It's won 4 Tony Awards. It's a big deal. It seems to now you're beginning the North American tour, correct?
Yes, we've actually been out for about 8 months now, so we're well into it.
Okay, where were you previous to Chicago?
We've been many places. We're currently in Des Moines, Iowa, playing a week here before coming to Chicago for 3 weeks.
3 weeks here, and you've done national tours before. You were with Phantom of the Opera, and you were with Billy Elliot with the national tours.
That's correct. Yes.
How do you like going from city to city? It seems that very gypsy theater background.
Yes, it's very much a gypsy lifestyle, but it's really ideal because I'm getting to do what I love. I love my job. I love the shows I perform in while still earning a paycheck and getting to travel the entire country and seeing places I might not have seen before.
So we know you've been to Chicago before. You mentioned you performed at the Cadillac Palace. What are you looking forward to being here for the 3 weeks?
Well, the last time I was in Chicago was in the middle of that polar vortex about 3 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And that's the only time I've actually been. So I'm excited to see it in the nicer weather, in the sunshine, and get out and explore a little bit more than I could last time.
Yes, you'll be able to walk outside. It'll be a whole new experience for you.
Yes, finally, yes.
And it's supposed to be beautiful all at least the next couple weeks while you're here. So tell me, because I know I mentioned that you understudy a number of roles and you're a swing performer, but you're also the dance captain. What does that entail, being the dance captain of a production?
Yeah, so the dance captain is in charge of all of the dance elements of a show. And with a show like An American in Paris, which is extremely dance-heavy, the role of the dance captain is vital for a show like this. As the dance captain, I help run rehearsals, teach new company members of the show, do cleanup rehearsals, watch the show, take notes, fix problems, document the show through notations and charts and things like that, so that everything is super clean and crisp and clear, so that we give the same performance, you know, in Chicago that we gave in our opening city, that we'll give the final performances of the tour.
Now, you said you're in Des Moines. Coming from Des Moines, I'm guessing the theater is going to be different than when you come to the Oriental Theater. You don't have a lot of time to make those adjustments. Is that a difficult transition for the first, you know, the first couple days or the first day in a new venue?
It's typically not, because we bring our own flooring. We call it our deck, and we bring our own deck with us that goes on top of whatever stage we happen to be performing on. So everything for us on stage is always exactly the same. The difficulties come with, like, the backstage area, because the shape of theaters is different, the amount of space available is different. So sometimes the backstage is reorganized differently. The dressing rooms, of course, are in different places. Things need to be arranged in a different way to make everything fit in specific theaters. So that can be a little bit of a a difficulty the first day or two, but as soon as we step out onto the stage, everything for us is always exactly the same.
And typically, with the staging being the same, the deck, as you said, that's being the same, does a cast stay pretty much the same and consistent throughout a national tour, or are you bringing in new members in every city, every couple of weeks? How does that work?
It really depends on the needs of the tour. I would say typically the same company that begins a national tour does not necessarily finish a national tour. For us now, we're about the 8th month mark, and we've had a little bit of turnover so far. A principal or two, a few ensemble members, and a few swings have left, and we have new people in. And it just kind of, it's at the discretion of the actor whether they leave or they stay through contracts and negotiations and such. Yeah. So we don't have our original company anymore, but we, of course, always have a very strong, very talented, a very solid company. And since we're hitting close to the year mark, I have a feeling that's the time where a lot of people might decide to go back home, go back to New York, pursue other projects, and we'll get an influx of new people. And then it will be my job as the dance captain to teach these new people and to get them prepared to go into the show as well.
Is it one, now, people would say, we always hear the stereotypical tales of actors. You're all, every actor worried about their next job. So then when you say actors will leave a production, it seems counterintuitive. It's like, you have a job, wouldn't you stay with it? But again, you're on the road away from home for, as you said, you're approaching a year now. That's a long time to be away, no matter how much you love your job.
Yes, of course. And it is true. I mean, there always is that fear of being an actor that you never know quite what the next job is going to be, whether you're on a tour for 6 months or 6 years. You never quite know what's going to be next. But I think there's some like artistic integrity to it where it's amazing to do the same show for months and years at a time because you have a steady job, a steady income, and you get to travel and such. But, you know, learning and growing as a performer, playing different roles, taking on new challenges requires you to take on new projects. So sometimes, you know, for your artistic integrity, it's necessary to leave a production in order to find the next one so you can continue to grow as an artist.
And you're the dance captain for An American in Paris. What's your dance background?
You know, I actually didn't start. People are surprised when I tell them this, but I didn't start dancing until I was 18 years old.
Really?
I grew up as a singer. I'm from upstate New York originally. I grew up as a singer and actor. And when I got to college is actually when I started dancing. But from then, from college, I have 2 degrees from a university in Buffalo, New York. Okay. And then I went on to the Joffrey Ballet School in New York City. And I was on there on full scholarship for almost 2 years.
Wow. That's quite a background, even though you didn't start till 18. People are surprised because, would I be correct in saying 18, very old to begin a dance career?
Yes, that's correct, especially in you know, heavy ballet, classical ballet. It is a little bit late to begin a dance career. It seems that men can often do that and succeed a little bit more than women can. Women seem to have to start younger. Not always the case, of course, but there are a lot of tales of men who have started super late and have still caught up to become professionals.
And what's the biggest challenge when you've got your company, you've got the dances down, and then you're bringing in new people, and obviously, they're going to be very talented dancers and performers, but trying to blend them into an existing ensemble, how tough can that be at times?
It can be tough, I think, because the choreography that we have in the show, it's all Christopher Wheeldon's choreography. He won a Tony Award for this choreography, and his work is so stylized and so specific and so storytelling. It's got this amazing storytelling aspect to it that it's not always like a typical like ballet choreography or typical tap choreography. It's got this interesting Christopher Wheeldon style to it, which makes it so gorgeous to watch. And sometimes that's hard for dancers to pick up on at first, is teaching them that exact style of this show. But once they get it, it gets into their bodies, and then everyone blends and looks amazing together on stage.
Now, we've seen Fame in a Chorus Line, and we see the choreographers and the dance captains. Do you stand at the edge of the stage during rehearsal with a big stick just pounding out the tempo?
Not quite with a stick, no, but I do. I do actually carry. I carry a large iPad with me that has all of my charts and notations of the show, so that I can make sure I'm giving accurate information to all the dancers when necessary.
Very nice. Well, we're looking forward to it. An American in Paris opens Tuesday at the Oriental Theater here in Chicago. It runs for 3 weeks, so you need to get your tickets very quickly. You can, of course, always go to any Broadway in Chicago box office. The Broadway in Chicago ticket line is 800-775-2000, or always online at Broadway in Chicago. Chicago.com. You'll see Christopher Howard. But one last thing before I go, Christopher, because we've used these terms a couple times, and some people may not know the difference. You've talked about swings, and we've talked about understudies. What's the difference for people who think those are the same?
Sure, an understudy is a person in the show who covers usually a principal role. We consider if you're covering a lead role, then you're an understudy to that role. A swing is like a universal ensemble understudy. So for me as a swing, I know six different parts in the ensemble, and I can fill into them any time. If someone's out sick, if they're injured, on vacation, or if they're filling in for one of the lead roles, then I can step in and be one of those ensemble roles. So typically swings cover multiple tracks in the ensemble.
But you also have a number of understudy roles as well.
Yes, correct. Oh. Yeah, for features, and I understudy one lead role as well, yes.
You're a busy man, Christopher.
Yes, I try to keep it that way, yes.
Well, listen, enjoy the nice weather when you get to Chicago this week, and much success with the run. And American in Paris, as I said, opens Tuesday at the Oriental Theater. Christopher Howard, the dance captain and multifaceted performer in the show. Thanks for taking some time this morning, Christopher. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Go see American in Paris. Again, opens Tuesday, the Oriental Theater. If you have not been, the Oriental Theater is just a gorgeous, gorgeous venue. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com, any of the Broadway in Chicago box offices, or you can call the hotline 800-775-2000.